1260, execute a contract with Sunshine Division, Inc. to define roles and responsibilities in support of Sunshine Division's mission of providing food and clothing to community members in need.
Very good. And I understand we have Captain Bob Day and Officer Eric Daniels here today.
Sir, we're with 1261. I think Officer Toby's with 1261.
Oh, I apologize. Sorry, Officer Toby. Come on down. My notes weren't correct. My fault. You've been sitting there very patiently.
Well, I can support it, though, if you need me to.
Good enough. I'm sure he can do just fine on his own. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm Officer Matt Toby with the Police Bureau, Sunshine Division. And would you like to hear a history of the Sunshine Division? I'm hoping that's what you're hoping to hear from today.
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect.
Yes.
So Sunshine Division started really in 1917 with a man named Captain Circle. His officers came across, as we often do, people who needed a little extra help, and he started collecting spare change. He kept basically a dish on his desk and collected the officers' change, and they used this money to help provide food for those who needed on the street, also clothing. 1923 is when Sunshine Division officially became the Sunshine Division. It was actually part of the Police Bureau. It was actually commanded by a captain as a division, and its mission was, again, to provide food and clothing to those who needed it the most. Fast forward to now, 2017, and I'm actually assigned as the liaison and the coordinator with Sunshine Division. And our mission still is to provide food and clothing to people in the city of Portland. Officers are able to do that in really three different ways. We have two warehouses now. We have a warehouse in North Portland, which is our original location and area. And we feed roughly 1,200 families a month through that warehouse and also clothe them as best we can. 2 weeks ago, we opened a new facility on the east side of the city, which was in desperate need. Many of our clients had to travel from the east side to the north side to receive services from us. So that's one way that we help people. We also are able to, officers each carry a pass-along card. And these cards allow an officer to put their name on it. They can give that to anybody in need, and these people are able to go again to our warehouse and receive food and clothing as a free visit. They can further qualify if they receive Social Security benefits, if they receive SNAP benefits, or if they're veterans, widows of veterans, and so forth. They're able to receive at least up to six visits a year through our warehouses. In addition to that, each precinct and most of our contact offices, and this is what really makes us unique, is we have emergency food boxes. And these food boxes are roughly 35 to 40 pounds of food, non-perishable food. And what is great is a citizen can call the non-emergency line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and an officer will show up with a box of food to help them in a time of need. These boxes are also available to officers all the time at their discretion, so if they find somebody who needs it, they can help them out. So that's really our core mission of the Sunshine Division.
Very good. And if I may just state for the record, and what we're actually voting on today is the contract. It allows the commissioner in charge, in this case that happens to be me as police commissioner, to execute a contract with the Sunshine Division. And the contract lays out who is responsible for what. And so that is actually the formal action that we're taking today. Commissioner Fritz.
So you just said to people could call the non-emergency number. You mean the 823-3333?
Yes.
So I think, Mayor, we should look into that because, as we all know, those calls are also handled by the 911 operators. Mm-hmm. So perhaps there's a way to have those calls go to the 823-4000 number rather than having people calling that line.
Brilliant. Yeah, we'd be happy to work with you on that. I think that actually there's a lot of sense to that.
But thank you for letting people know that they can request.
Yes.
So certainly at this point, calling 823-4000 if folks are watching and going to need some help. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your work.
Very good. Any further questions for Officer Toby?
Well, I wanted to ask, where is your new east side location?
It's 12436 Southeast Stark, and right next to the Fabric Depot, and we're very, very busy there. Great. So far.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you, sir. Public testimony?
Yes, we have two people signed up, Star Stauffer and Shedrick Wilkins.
Very good. 2 minutes each, please. Name for the record. Thanks, officer. Good morning.
Let them go first.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, on the Sunshine Division. Great work. I have no issues in that area at all. continue moving toward the mission that you're trying to accomplish. Now, one of the issues I have on this overall agreement, I just want to have a clear understanding there's that separation from the nonprofit to the police and to the city of Portland. And that's my understanding what we're talking about today. And one of the issues I had is that I don't mind the I might have a little bit of an issue on using city vehicles for the nonprofit. I would suggest that we, one of two things, we donate the vehicles to the nonprofit and or provide them adequate funding to buy vehicles for their nonprofit and do a complete separation for liability and financial risk purposes, which you have stated in this agreement. So I have no issue on them being provided money and or the vehicles in a donation manner. Issue number two is I understand you have a somebody on the staff of Sunshine Division who is a police officer. Again, just as long as we have a complete separation there on how they're being paid. And why I'm talking about this, I had an issue with how we were dealing with Target on their security on having uniforms of Portland police being used as security for Target, but actually only representing Target at the time. Again, it's just coming down to the equipment being used, complete separation, and just keep it separated from the nonprofit to the city, to the police, and then I don't have a concern. Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. I'm going to follow up on that. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Okay. I tend to disagree with Lightning. I think that the Sunshine Division is a good way for the police officers to possibly, in a friendly way, go to people's homes, see how they're doing. Police officers can gauge where there might be some economic problems in a general neighborhood. People that aren't feeding their kids. You know, not here to spy, but to kind of feel. So I don't mind the police using police cars for this kind of thing. Also, I think as a veteran, it's interesting to note that if the Sunshine Division was set up in 1917, then it's possible that they were going into veterans when they were fighting the war and seeing if the money that they get from the Army or whatever, the military, is coming to their families, and they're thousands of miles away. So I do see the Sunshine Division as a way to kind of put your pulse on a neighborhood by giving food, but also seeing the kind of people that you may have to use your law enforcement on.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Star Stauffer. It's interesting that Shedrick ended his testimony with what he just said, because that's actually my concern. The Sunshine Division, in theory, on paper, seems like a really benevolent cause. However, in a city that seems to be confused about what sanctuary means, allowing officers to use police vehicles that to many people in this city are a show of force, a threat, to perform this supposedly benevolent gesture it's just not a good way to access communities at risk, access communities that have undocumented children or parents, access communities of color, marginalized community members that are houseless, people with disabilities who all see these officers as dangerous to their status, their lives, their children, their homes, everything. For them to be showing up in uniform in these cars, under what premise? How much are they being paid? What's the status as far as are they being paid overtime? Because if these officers that are being sent out are being paid all this money, it's not really benevolent in theory or in fact. And you can't have these officers showing up in neighborhoods to take the pulse of a neighborhood to find out, do we need to send more cops to this neighborhood? That's not benevolence. That's a fishing expedition to target people. And people don't want to see these things in their neighborhoods, especially over-policed neighborhoods. So this program needs to be changed so that it is accessible for all. And that's also going back to our sanctuary status as a city. So that children who really need this program feel free and safe to access it, them and their families.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. One of the things that occurred to me while I was listening to the arguments was that last year we had dozens of people running around in their cars and their trucks delivering food, delivering emergency stuff like tents and all the, and they were using Facebook to call for stuff that they needed, a stove, some outerwear, socks, stuff for families. And the thought occurred to me, you have two warehouses full of stuff, and we have people running around delivering it. Can you get together and have the people identified somehow where the Sunshine or the police are comfortable with them, like Star? You know Star has done it. You know Mimi has done it. On that level, where the police are comfortable, and somebody needs something that we don't have, that they could call somebody and say, is it in the warehouse? Do you have one? A tent, something to heat, sleeping bags, blankets, those type of items. It would be a first minor little bitty step to bring the two groups together. Because right now, one is here and one is there. So the Sunshine is doing good work. It's got a great reputation all throughout the United States. Bring them together and say, okay, we need a tent. Who can we call? And that's what they do on Facebook. But there's a delay on Facebook a lot of times. And sometimes it's so specialized that we can't find it. So this is another opportunity. Just think about that for a minute. And I hope the police are hearing this. And maybe they'll think about it.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Any further comments, questions? Please call the roll.
You, Daly?
Thanks for the presentation.
Yes, sorry. Go ahead.
Fritz?
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Good work, Sunshine Division. And I definitely know how crowded your existing warehouse in North Portland is, so I'm really happy to hear about the new one in East Portland, and especially since it's near so many people that Sunshine Division serves. So keep up the good work. Aye.
Wheeler.
A couple of good suggestions here during testimony. I appreciate it, and I look forward to following up. And, Officer, thank you for being here today, and thank you for your patience. Aye, the ordinance is adopted.